Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job. Job 2, verse 7. Who is this vile creature who loves to curse people as God loves to bless? We've already met him as the, quote, accuser of our brethren, Revelation 12:10. But here are some of his other aliases. Abaddon, Hebrew, or Apollyon, Greek, meaning destruction, chapter 9, verse 11. Beelzebub, lord of the flies, Matthew 12:24. And Belial, 2 Corinthians 6:15, the animating force behind idolatry. The deceiver, Revelation 12:9. The father of lies, John 8:44. And the devil, the Greek is diabolos, meaning slanderer, 1 John 3:8. The dragon, the serpent, and Satan, meaning adversary, Revelation 12:9. The enemy, Matthew 13:39. The evil one, John 17:15. The tempter, Matthew 4:3. And the wicked one, Ephesians 6:16. The god of this age, 2 Corinthians 4:4. The prince of the power of the air, Ephesians 2:1 and 2. And the ruler of this world, John 12, verses 31 and 32. His rap sheet is so extensive that only omniscience knows it all. He tirelessly looks for means, motive, and opportunity to commit further crimes. He's after us, but primarily after the Lord. He not only negatively tries to destroy the kingdom of light, but also seeks to build his own empire of darkness. Yet, strange as it seems, his activities are bounded by the will of God and end up driving people to Christ by his ruthlessness. We are no match for him in our own resources, but through faith in the Lord and fervent prayer, his schemes are thwarted. The word disarms him, and he has more than met his match in the Spirit who indwells us, 1 John 4:4. We should take him so seriously that we're never caught without our armor, and don't advance without our captain's command. But in the end, Satan's fire could only purify Job's golden faith, Job 23:10. His attacks only drive us into the arms of God.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.